Jerry, and I am talking to you from the floor of the Palais here at MIPIM in Cannes, France. And here with me this morning is Teresa Mueller with Trellium Realtors. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm just delighted to have you here. It has been a lot of fun so far being here at MIPIM. And one of the things we wanted to do for all of the folks back home is just to give them a sense of what MIPIM's all about. So I want to talk about that. But before we do, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Alex. So I am Teresa Mueller. I am the managing broker of Trellium, which is a commercial, international, and residential brokerage based out of Naperville. Also, I do chair for NICAR, the Northern Illinois Commercial Association Realtors. I chair a group, a commercial global business network. And so we'll probably segue into why that is so great for coming here. And then I have a lot of volunteer activities. I just bought office space in downtown Naperville. I've been selling real estate for 20 years. Prior to that, I worked for Anderson Consulting, now Accenture. And, I think one of the things that we have in common is having that University of Illinois blood. Yes, because yeah. I have went there. I had both my undergrad and master's there, master's in engineering. So ILL.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, and I said we were coming to you from the floor of the Palais here at MIPIM, so do apologize if there's a little background noise, but that's because we are right here in the middle and the thick of it. So we're grateful to be here. And I didn't realize that connection until we were talking earlier, and I'm just delighted that we have that and that we share that. So from the background that you shared about who you are and what you do, to me, speaks volumes about why maybe you'd want to come here. Maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Oh, well, I am super thankful that Illinois Realtors sponsored for me to come here. I was supposed to come here a couple years ago, but, we're in Cannes. It was Cannes,
yes.
two years ago, about a week or so before the conference. Of course, a real quick side note, I was planning on coming, and I had booked up my business, and since it was canceled, I looked on a map, and Nicaragua only had one COVID case, so I went to Nicaragua, but then almost got stuck there because of COVID, whatever. So I share a little bit about that on LinkedIn if you ever want to read the story. But then coming here, why did it make sense? Well, it's multifold. Of course, we all sell real estate. We want to make these connections. But hey, why are we coming to Europe and the European conference? Well, we also look at the international, for you, it might be student housing, et cetera. It's the same thing in Chicago, right? Chicago is one day away from 50% of the U.S. population. So just that alone, people are buying warehouse space, right? And then there's all kinds of other retail and hotel opportunities, et cetera. I mean, obviously the pandemic kind of changed some of those dynamics, but we are interacting on a global marketplace. So there's that component, but also what I was talking about, me chairing this commercial global business network through our commercial association, is I am advertising to different presenters, because we're bringing on content for commercial global real estate throughout the world. So we bring presenters on from, we've brought them on from in Africa, a Latin American developer, Canada, et cetera, and we have them provide information, education that every commercial practitioner could use throughout the world. And then we have a networking session afterwards. We don't ask people to sell their stuff, but maybe, if they're networking, afterwards, maybe deals will happen.
Right.
So this is the perfect format to come and say, hey, this is a platform that we provide in our association, and we can get to know each other, we can get business done, and always be learning something new. And certainly since I've been here, I've made tons of connections. I've met up with people who I have seen in the past at Expo Real or C5 or some of the other conferences, NAR. Well, now I'm able to meet new people, which you can meet people online, but it's not the same experience, right?
Yeah. No question about it. This is the difference between that and MIPIM, I think, is the difference between looking at a postcard of a beach Or putting your feet in the sand.
I did that this morning.
All right.
I ran along the beach before I came to the conference.
Beautiful out there. Oh, yeah.
So what you can't see because this is a podcast is I'm wearing white cowboy boots. So when I went to Expo Real 2.5 years ago, everyone was wearing a blue suit or a black suit. Yes. And I was wearing a blue suit and a black suit. I said, not this year. I'm wearing colors and I'm wearing my white cowboy boots. And for what it's worth, it's totally, people have been taking notice and they see me in the hallways and they point at me and say, Chicago.
Oh,
but I did
hilarious.
Go run on the beach beforehand because I said, okay, I'm in these boots all day. I got to go, you know, give my feet a break
good, good.
On some sand.
Yeah, I love it. So what have been your impressions of NIPM so far?
Well, when I first came in, it did seem a little discombobulating. There's lots of levels, lots of rooms.
Yes.
But fortunately, it's very well organized. They have maps. Fortunately, I can read maps because I was a geology undergrad major. But they have information booths that will guide you to where you need to be. And I should say, like, what the impressions are. Everyone has been super friendly. They've been helpful, wanting to engage in networking. And, you know, it's not as everyone's just saying, hey, where's the next deal? I mean, here people are legitimately here trying to make connections. And, you know, just when I talked to one person, I said, you know, hey, this is not something that I do, but I know someone who does. So we're all connected somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And having that collaboration, I really feel like that is happening here. People are really trying to connect. So I'm enjoying it. I think it's been beneficial. And I have to say, it was sort of awkward coming here when we're in a crisis, a world crisis, right, with Ukraine.
Yeah.
And what I have been learning from some of my European colleagues are the things that they're doing for refugees. And this is also something that I post on LinkedIn, where people are opening up their homes to refugees. Because we have all this social media advertised.
Yep.
You can go on Facebook. They were talking about how individuals can send money to Airbnbs in the Ukraine. And so they're not physically going there and checking in, but it's a way to send money to those families to spend it how they need. So it was very heartwarming to hear these different stories, because I didn't really have a sense before coming here how everyone was going to feel, right? Because we get the very American perspective.
Right.
And coming here, it's wow, like they don't even have to have these huge refugee concentration type camps because people are able to open up their homes. So that was very heartwarming for me.
Yeah, no, I learned a lot about what's going on just by being here and talking to people. So I really appreciate you mentioning that. That it was a very revealing and conscious raising aspect of the trip for me. So we have 30 seconds left. What would you say to the folks back home about should we continue to support Illinois Realtors, NAR, and American involvement with the world stage here at MIPM?
Absolutely, because really commercial real estate, I can't speak as much to the residential side, but definitely on the commercial side, it's a global marketplace. People are investing from Europe, Asia, everywhere in the world, and we all need to be connected because it doesn't all just happen in our city.
I love it. Thank you so very much. We have been talking with Teresa Mueller. She is the managing broker at Trillium Real Estate. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alex. Have a wonderful time.